Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida.
The first ripening fruit announces the soon to come ripening of more fruit. There was more to come. Jesus became the first ever to receive a glorified body, and there was a promise that more would come. Now, this is interesting. There had been other resurrections in the Bible. I listed a few here. Remember in 1 Kings chapter 17, Elijah raising the widow's son. Remember the widow of Zarephath, and the son died, and Elisha raised somebody from the dead too. But during Elijah, he raised somebody from the dead, but he didn't receive a glorified body. That son died again sometime. Are you following? Another, we think of Elisha raised somebody from the dead. Matter of fact, was that Elijah or Elisha? That somebody was thrown on his bone. It was, had to be Elisha, because Elijah was in it. That somehow that was thrown in the ground, and that guy raised from the dead. That's how powerful. Do y'all know what I'm talking about? He was, just because he's in Elisha's grave, something, I don't know what they did, throwing him in Elisha's grave. Somehow, something happened. I remember the whole story. I just remember he rose from the dead. Lazarus, everybody knows about Lazarus in John chapter number 11, 38 through 44. Lazarus rose from the dead, but Lazarus did not receive a glorified body, because Lazarus does have a record of it, but obviously he died again. Tabitha, her also his name is Dorcas, in Acts chapter number 9, verse number 36 through 41, we know about Tabitha or Dorcas. She died and she resurrected. So, and there's, I'll give you another one. I love this one. You ever remember a guy by the name of Eutychus in Acts chapter number 20? Doug, there was somebody sang a song years ago. Who did that? We had a group came through there, and they sung a song about Eutychus. How many of y'all know about Eutychus? Two or three, you preachers do. I'm going to tell you lay people who about Eutychus. Paul, you think I preach a long time. Paul was preaching all night, and at midnight, he was still preaching. And Eutychus was in the window, and he fell asleep during Paul's preaching. And he fell out the window, and he fell and probably broke his neck, died. Which tells you, don't you fall asleep while the preacher's preaching. Okay, but he's preaching along at midnight. He's preaching, Eutychus fell, and had to stop the services. In Acts chapter 20, it's a neat story. Raised him from the dead, and Paul went back preaching. But it's interesting, they also did not receive a glorified body. That's why it's mentioned here that Jesus Christ, the first fruits, in verse number 20, of them that slept, which brings an interesting concept. Notice it says first fruits, not first fruit. It's plural, not singular. So why first fruits and not singular? Well, turn me to a passage that's often overlooked. In Matthew chapter number 27, I want you to turn there with me. Matthew chapter number 27. While you're finding your place, Matthew 27, we'll go to verse number 50. Jesus was the first and of necessity to receive a glorified body. He was the first fruits of new order. Remember, we talked about Lazarus and these others that previously who had been resurrected. But Jesus was the first to receive a glorified body. And we see in Matthew chapter number 27, an interesting thing a lot of people look over, skip over this thing about the crucifixion of Jesus. Verse number 50. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. This is when Jesus died. Matter of fact, Jesus was not killed. He was not martyred. He willingly gave his life. He yielded up the ghost. Verse number 51. And behold, when Jesus died, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And you know what that pictures? Now we have access straight to the Lord. Okay, there's nothing separate. It's rent from the top to the bottom, that veil in the temple. And the earth did quake and the rocks rent. So when Jesus died, there's a great earthquake, shook the whole land. Look at verse number 52 and 53. And the graves were opened. And many of the bodies of the saints which slept arose. And don't read any farther. It's amazing. I hear preachers, I've heard them over the years, that talk about this. I even have a couple books that says this. That they, for some reason, they don't get verse number 53. But verse number 52, they talk about the graves were open and many of the body of saints which slept arose. And they're thinking, that one preacher even thinks that they kind of just set up in their graves. You know what I'm talking about? They didn't get up walking around in Jerusalem, that when Jesus died, the earthquake happened and the graves broke open. And so these people just kind of set up. I don't believe that at all. Here's the picture of what it says. Look in verse number 53. And came out of the graves. What's the next word? After his resurrection. So get the picture. Jesus died on the cross. A great earthquake took place, and the veil in the temple was ripped from the top to the bottom. And that great earthquake just opened up all the graves, and I imagine it probably tore some things up in the area, probably in Jerusalem, shook some buildings and all, a great earthquake. But the point I'm trying to make is that these saints arose out of the grave after his resurrection. Jesus must be the first to receive a glorified body. And it's interesting, after Jesus' resurrection, then we read in verse number 53, and they appeared unto many. I mentioned this before when I preached on this subject. Can you just, in your mind, imagine where Uncle Joe or Aunt Sally, they had been buried a month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months prior, whatever it was, and they come to a house, a relative's home or a friend's home. What are you doing? We buried you a few months ago. I know, and everything you've heard about Jesus is true. The resurrection of Jesus is true. And we are a testimony of that, of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I believe that these people received their glorified body. That's why even the Bible does not say, but comparing scripture with scripture, he says he became the first fruits of them that slept. And this is the passage where it says in verse number 53, many of them that were slept arose and went about the city. So Christ was the first fruit, and these saints at Jerusalem, they became the first fruits, plural, signifying that there are more to come of people with a glorified body. We're going to talk about that during a morning worship, a morning message here about the millennium and all, about people with glorified bodies and all. We'll talk about that more. But I want you to notice that they received, I believe, even though the Bible does not say, their glorified body. What happened to them? When Jesus ascended, again, the Bible does not say, but I believe when Jesus ascended after 40 days, they ascended with him. The Bible is silent after this, so I don't want to speculate, except I think that they're not walking around here on earth today. So perhaps when Jesus ascended some 40 days later, they ascended with Jesus. That's my thought on the matter of first fruits. But obviously, they were the first fruits of them that slept. Here's another interesting thing. Let me take you back a few years ago. I was in Cuba. They asked me to teach on the second coming. When I was in South Sudan, they wanted me to teach on the second coming. Many years ago, I was in Cuba, and long story short there, I was teaching. They asked me to teach on the second coming. Well, eschatology. Well, I was there the week after Easter. And I got to get through this real quick, but I'm making a point here. And they were talking about Jesus' death was on Good Friday. They celebrated Good Friday. And I just said, because I'm teaching, that I don't believe Jesus died on Friday, because it mentioned about Jonah being in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights. He could not have been in the grave Friday night and Saturday night. It's only two nights. Long story short, I taught them. And I took them to a passage of Scripture in the Leviticus chapter number 23. Remember, Jesus is the first fruits, okay?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.